bebia wo bia wo mode so beto ticket no na nyame yadoma ye die ni tie asa ene odo awura afefofro no mu a ebeye dedede
adom FM Still High Life 2026 week e powered by Ecobank, ably supported by DBS Indus, Compu Ghana, Franco Trade Enterprise, Dereman Betters, M Ticket Ghana, Live On 2 Feminine Wash.
Joy 99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, Bank of Ghana's international reserve set to cross $13 billion by end of this year, a move expected to aid city stability and market confidence. And Deluxe Finance Chief Executive Joe Jackson pushes for more local participation in key sectors of economy as he expresses concerns about foreign dominance. Also staying in this bulletin, vendors at Joy FM's Family Party in the Park expectant of some good sales and demand for products. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank and Imperial General Assurance. My name is James Ishan. Let's settle for the details now. Now, the Bank of Ghana International Reserves will cross $13 billion by the end of this year. This was contained in the document released by the central bank. Take a listen.
The revelation confirmed an earlier report by Joy Business about the country's reserves hitting record levels at the end of December this year. In October 2025, the levels stood at $11.4 billion, as against $7 billion in the same period for last year. The growth has been influenced by Bank of Ghana's reserve accumulation and the domestic gold purchase program. This should mean that the Bank of Ghana this year alone has added $4 billion to Ghana's international reserves, a development that can be described as record when it comes to Ghana's reserves build-up. For some, the record reserve could go a long way to firmly stabilize the Ghana city. This is because the positive market signal that was sent and the fact that the central bank is in a strong position to meet the dollar demand of businesses, especially when it comes to the first quarter of next year, when demand is expected to pick up strongly for dollars.
And that was a business desk report. Now, Deluxe Finance Chief Executive Joe Jackson is pushing for more local participation in key sectors of the economy. Mr. Jackson's call is based on foreign dominance in these areas of the country. He has been speaking to Joy Business.
Today, as we sit, Ghana has a trade surplus. The problem is that when the money goes, too little of it is retained in this economy because we don't own the economy. And even if we bring manufacturing and improve manufacturing and it follows the same process of shipping out the profits, we'll be back to square one. One of the things we should be looking at critically is how do we ensure that we own this economy? Take my sector. How many of our financial institutions are Ghanaian? We will be declaring profits, and everybody, they are declaring huge profits. Where are the profits going to go? They're not going to stay here. They're going to go back to their home country. We have, in our extraction sector, we have local content laws. We are not enforcing them. So we are buying everything, sometimes even water, from outside.
Joe Jackson is the chief executive of Deluxe Finance. Now, away from that, chief executive office of the Tree Crop Development Authority, Dr. Andy Osioka, says the authority will intensify its support for actors across tree crops value chain as Ghana moves into 2026. Speaking at the authority's maiden Christmas carols and Thanksgiving service in Accra, Dr. Okra said the coming year will see a lot of interventions aimed at strengthening production, processing and marketing within the tree crop sector.
As you are speaking, we are happy to say that at least zonal offices are working, and more importantly, the northern sector zonal office was put in place. So we are very grateful. This is the first time in the history of Ghana that TCDA mentioned in the government budget to Ghana. President of Ghana, His Excellency Don Dramani Mahama, thinks that we can leverage on oil palm to transform this nation. In terms of pricing, all our crops we've set the price, the minimum price for them, the recent one, which is mandatory by law, December 15th, cashew has been set fully. And today, the formula that needs to be approved by the board to roll out determining price for coconut was done today.
Dr. Andy Osei Okra is the chief executive of the Tree Crops Development Authority. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, vendors at the Joy FM's family party in the park at Ivory Botanical Gardens are expectant of some good sales at today's event. This is based on the patronage over the years and the numbers that has come in so far. Some of these vendors have been speaking to Joy Business.
Last year it was massive, and this year it will be better. Okay. Yes.
So what are your expectations in terms of business?
It will really flourish. It will
be. You think you make more money?
Yeah, more. Very. We are expecting to do more this year, because the publicity is all over.
Okay. So you were here last year. What kind of strategy have you taken in terms of maybe attracting people to your table today?
So many. I've reduced prices so that people can patronize.
We actually expect to be sold out because of the quality products that we have and the type of families that are coming here for a whole family. If you look at what we have here, it's especially we do poultry, we do that, and especially we also brought eggs and at a good price. We are farms, so it's CNC farms, and we have a grilling section. So we expect that will be sold out.
Is this your first time coming here?
Yeah, it's the first time coming for this
party. Since it's the first time for you, what have you done generally in terms of strategy to attract people to your desk?
We actually also promoted ourselves on social media that we'll be here and that. And then whilst we're here, apart from the branding we have here, we also have handbills that are being shared to the customers here. So much as we have food to eat, we also have something they can take back home and cook.
And these are vendors at the Joy FM family party in the park at Ivory Botanical Gardens in the Eastern Region, speaking to Joy News' Fatou Bayaga. Now, Ghana's catering and delivery sector is recording a mixed Christmas season with hamper sales on the rise. The development has affected traditional Christmas sales. What is accounting for this? Rosla Calistego has been finding out in Business Journal today.
Businesses in the catering sector are recording varied patronage this season. While some operators are hopeful for a rush of last-minute orders, others say activity has been significantly slower than the election-driven boom recorded last December. At Moyo Catering on the Spintech Stretch, business remains steady but well below last year's Christmas peak. Chef Martha explains that the election season last year triggered early and high-volume bookings.
It's been slow this year. Last year, Christmas started for us here at the kitchen in November. We had parties to cater, fundraisers, different functions to cater. And through December, even on the December 25th, which is Christmas Day, the kitchen was still up and active. Last year, I had a lot more end-of-year parties as compared to this year. This year, I haven't done much end-of-year parties. I've done most Christmas hamper gifts, which is the pastries, but food not really.
Delivery companies, however, tell a different story. Nationwide movement has surged as vendors increasingly depend on courier services to meet festive demand. Head of business at Shack Express, Rhoda Foley, says Christmas remains the company's busiest period despite traffic congestion and increased workload pressures.
From the beginning of the year, things are more relaxed because a lot of institutions are rebooting, so it's normally relaxed. Getting to the middle of the year, it gets a little busy, especially in the rainy season when people are not able to move around a lot. It gets a little busy during those times. But during Christmas, it gets really, really busy. There's a lot of traffic in town, so movement is not so free as it was in the earlier part of the year. During the festive seasons, there are a lot of vendors that we work with, people who do hampers, people who sell everyday items. It's generally a shopping period. So we have some vendors that we already work with, but we are also calling out to vendors out there, if you need a delivery partner that you want to assist you with delivery, whether in Greater Accra, Ashanti Region, Volta Region, Eastern Region, Central Region, just give a call to Shack Express.
At La Paz, hamper seller Esther describes business as average for now, but expects peak activity from now through to the new year. With batches starting from 150 20 cities, her shop prepares money bouquets, gift sets, and surprise boxes for both working customers and pre-orders.
The market is yet to come. Today is now 24th, so I'm expecting more, maybe 25th, 26th to 1st. I'm hoping that they come and buy stuffs from us. Sometimes, like order, people can walk in and decide what's your budget. So I can work within your budget. Somebody doesn't have whatever I have here. So when the person comes with maybe 200, so it's 150, I will make sure that I get something for the person. The person doesn't live like that. It doesn't based on order or anything. But if you order two, it is being done.
Not all markets are enjoying festive gains. At Kanishi, chief executive of Strong Tower Enterprise Obaya says, sales this December are below last year's levels, despite the relatively lower dollar rate.
Since we started this year, market was not so good. But as for this month, market is good enough for us. Last year Christmas, it was better than this year. This year's Christmas is not all that good, but last year during the elections, it was better than this year. The sales were good. Last year, people were coming to buy things, staffs making a lot of hampers, buying a lot of baskets and salofi, but this year, it's not that much. People are coming, but they are not coming comparing to last year. So.
As Ghana's Christmas market continues to evolve, traders say innovation, flexible pricing, and efficient delivery services could determine who thrives during the festive season. Rosla Calistagos report, read to you.
And that's our business journal for today, ending the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. Before we go, this festive season, bells shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank and five-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build a point and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million as Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customer who transact with their Ecobank card or use the digital platform enjoy up to 15% discount on ride, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31, 2026. TNC supply. This promo is provided by the NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Game Plan is next. Good afternoon.
To be come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
To feel the rhythm, get ready to relive the glory of the 90s. These are the classics. The decade that changed music is back. Joy FM 90s Jam is back. On Friday, 2nd January 2026, at Pleasant Gardens, Jowulu, rock your best 90s gear from Ball Game, Carl Conine, Cross Colors, FUBU, and many more. And let's hit the dance floor on the first official Jam of 2026. From the 90s hip-hop, R&B, hip-life to highlight, we shall drop your favorites. We shall drop the anthems. One night, one stage, one unforgettable vibe. Joy FM 90 Jam, Pleasant Garden, 2nd January 2026. Tickets are on sale now. Dial star 725 star 3404# to get yours. The Joy FM